heals them. And sometimes they don't get healed in that moment. We're not going to get into that theology today of, you know, what happens when nobody gets healed. That doesn't matter. Because I just want to read this to you. So Jesus called to him 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. Then Jesus said, go and proclaim. And as you go, proclaim saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. Okay, so we're going to see the kingdom of heaven come today. So this was maybe 2 weeks ago. I was like, Lord, I really want to see you heal someone today. Because it's hard to stay in a bad mindset when, like, God heals somebody in front of your face. So I try to do that regularly so I stay in a positive mindset. I'm being dead serious. And so I saw someone limping down the road, and they were looking for coins on the street with his wife. They were very poor. And so I just pulled over, and I was like, hey, is your leg okay? He said, actually, it's my back, and it's killing me. I can hardly walk. And I said, well, you know, I'm a Christian, and sometimes when I pray for people, God will heal them. Not all the time. Is it okay if I pray for you? And his wife said, let him pray for you. And so she kind of, I guess, went off looking for coins. And so I just prayed for him. And I said, what do you feel? And he said, I feel heat running down my back. And he said, actually, the pain, it's all gone. And he said, I wish you could pray for my son, because he's got these things kind of like coming out of his side, and it's like, it really hurts him. Bulging disc is what it was. I found out later, but I was like, wow, that sounds rough. Things coming out of his side. And so he walked away, and I found some coins in my car, because look, this is not about just healing. It's about loving, okay? And so that could look like healing. That could look like prophecy. That could look like, in certain instances, giving somebody money or buying someone food or listening to them as they talk. But compassion always wants to do something about it, okay? So it's not just, I'm going on a tangent, but I'm just going to go with it. One of my counseling friends from seminary, they posted, you know, to be a Christian, to have compassion is to enter into somebody's brokenness. And I'm like, yeah, but you're only sharing half the story, okay? Compassion doesn't just enter into brokenness. It brings the kingdom of heaven to heal the brokenness. Anything else is not compassion. It may feel like compassion. So anyway, I drove, I found him. I was like, hey, I've got like 3 quarters. It was like 75 cents. It was literally all, but they were looking for coins. So, and he said, hey, here's my son. He's here. And, this guy walked up to me. He had the teardrop tattoos, and he was like, man, can you please pray for me? Please. He was like begging me. He was like this like really terrifying looking guy. And he was like, please pray for me. Cause I've got these discs bulging and I'm scared cause I don't want to have surgery. I've never had anything like that. And I was like, yeah, and so I just felt like, you're following the Holy Spirit in all of this. So I just felt like I needed to share about Jesus. So I said, yeah, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And he rose from the dead. And he sent out the Holy Spirit. And he's the one that's going to heal you today. And I normally don't put it like that. But I just saw his dad get healed. So I was like, let's go. I prayed for him. And I said, what do you feel? And I'm going to teach you a few things in a minute. But he said, so I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's just a helpful way to know, you know, what the Lord's doing. Sometimes God will heal people when they leave. You may not see all the fruit, but he said it went down from a 10 to about an 8. It still hurts pretty bad. And I said, okay, is it okay if I pray again? And he said, sure. And so we prayed again. I said, in the name of Jesus, back, I command you, pain, I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. And he said it went down from an 8 to about a 4. And then we prayed again, and he said that the pain was completely gone. And I got to ask him, you know, well, what do you think about that? And this is, I'm growing in all of this, y'all. Like, this has been a couple years ago. I came to Selma and just got filled with the Holy Spirit. And since then, I was like, okay, I'm at Kroger, which is a grocery store up north. I'm like, okay, God, do you have a word for somebody? Like, just trying to, because it's just so much fun. It's the most fun I have, honestly. So I got to share with him, I'm growing and sharing, like, okay, the healing's not the end in itself always. So I was like, how's your relationship with Jesus? And he said, well, I went to prison, and when I was in prison, I started reading the Bible, and I got saved, but since I left prison, I've been going kind of downhill, and I haven't really been praying. And I said, well, here are the books of the Bible. Here, you should read Luke and John. Go home and read these. And you know, find a church to go to. And can I pray that you're filled with the Holy Spirit? And so we got to pray. And they drove off, and I saw the dad walking around the other day, and it was just so cool because he wasn't limping anymore. And I've prayed for people before where nothing happens. And I don't want to harp on that, but it happens. And you're being obedient because Jesus said, go and pray for the sick. And I promise you, I had a friend tell me, he's from Africa, his name's Depo. He said, I shared a couple of stories with him. He said, wow, you must have a gift of healing. And I said, Depo, how many people have you prayed for that are sick? And he said, none. I was like, well, how can you call this a gift of healing if you're not praying for, if you never pray for people, you're never going to see people healed. That's just the reality. So I want to jump into a couple things really quick. I'm going to outline it just so I can process it. So we're going to talk about words of knowledge really quick. I'm going to explain what those are and how they come sometimes. And then I'm going to show you how to pray for people on the street. And then we'll probably be done at that point because we don't have a ton of time. Okay, so who knows what a word of knowledge is? That's what we call it around here. So a word of knowledge is like a prophetic word. Okay, God reveals something that you shouldn't know about a person. So if you ever hear someone up here saying, is there somebody with knee pain? Okay, that's a word of knowledge. That's God revealing this person has this particular pain. I don't get that very often, but I have gotten them. And what they do, a lot of times God uses that to increase faith in that person that they're going to get healed. Because if someone comes up to you and they're like, hey, you have back pain, and you're like, oh my gosh, how did you know that? You don't have to have a word of knowledge to pray for somebody. Okay, they're like a bonus. Pray, if you see someone sick and you're wondering, should I pray for that person? Let me just make it easy for you. Yes. Yes, pray for that person. Okay, but the words of knowledge are helpful. So, real quick. I'm going to just list a few ways that you might get a word of knowledge because I want you to know, if you're experiencing this, I want you to know to try out to see if this is a word of knowledge. Okay. So the first way you can get a word of knowledge is you can feel it. You can feel the pain in your body. So, and this doesn't happen a ton with me, but it's been happening more lately. So I was at Winn-Dixie a couple weeks ago, and the manager walked past me, and I felt this sharp pain in the middle of my back. And I was like, well, maybe that's a word of knowledge. There's only one way to find out. So I went up to him, and he was stacking shelves with his other manager friend. I was like, hey, this is going to sound crazy. And it's okay to say that. This may sound weird. But do you have pain in your back? And the guy said no, but his friend said, yeah, I have pain in my back. And I said, is it right there? And he said, yeah, that's exactly where it's at. And I said, well, can I just pray for you? It's not going to be weird. You know, I'm just going to keep my eyes open. You can keep your eyes open. We're just going to pray. So I just prayed real quick. You could tell he was not super interested. So I kind of walked away. And then I was at Taco Bell. Go figure. A couple weeks ago, and my ankle started hurting, so I asked the lady at the window, do you have ankle pain? And she said, no. I said, okay. Well, missed that one. Nobody died. Then I was here at CTK, and someone walked by me at Eucharist, and I felt this pain starting a certain part of my back, and it shot down my leg. And so I asked the lady who passed me, you know, do you have this pain? And she said, actually, yeah, I struggle with that pain. So I think there's a principle that the one who's faithful with little is faithful with much. And so there's a principle when you step out in risk, I feel like the Lord blesses that and increases it. So even if you feel like you're getting a word of knowledge, if you feel a pain that you don't normally feel, okay, start asking the Lord, who is this for? And then just go for it. You might be wrong. It's okay. It's okay, really. But you might be right. And that's the point. So, okay, you might feel it. You might think it. Okay, you might just have this prophetic thought. I think that person has, you know, this or that. Okay, you might feel it. You might think it. You might dream it. Okay, this is the first time I saw someone get healed. Well, not the first time, but one of the first times was just, you know, 5 months ago here in Selma. I had a dream that I saw these two guys from Mexico, and we were in a public place, and one of them, I prayed for him in the dream. He had pain in his knee and like in his back or whatever, and prayed for him, and the Lord healed him. I was like, I woke up and I was like, man, I just wish I could see that in real life. I was kind of disappointed because I was like, I want to see this. And then Bishop was doing this thing on Facebook, and I typed out the dream. I was like, this is what happened in the dream. Like, I'm just ready to see this happen. Because Bishop had seen someone's back get healed, and I was like, oh, gosh, I just want to see. And he said, start looking for that person. And so I had seen in the store, I looked up, and there was the person. I had seen this person before. I looked up, and they were right there. And it was the people that looked roughly like the people in my dreams. And so I went up to the guy. I was like, hey, this is going to sound insane. But I had a dream. You were in my dream last night. You had pain here and here. And I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you? And he started freaking out. He's like, man, are you some kind of psychic? And his language was more colorful than that. But he was like freaking out. He's like, are you a psychic, man? And he turned to his friend. He's like, what did you? And he's like, and I was like, can I pray for you? And he said, okay. And I said, can I put my hand on your leg? Which is kind of like, I'm a little more experienced now. He wasn't too crazy about that, you know. So I said, that's okay. And so I just prayed for him. And I was just freaked out that I mean, I was about to like, I almost forgot to pray. I was like freaking out because as much as he was. And so I prayed for him. I walked away real quick. And then I was like, I'm going to go back. And I was like, how is it doing? He said, that's what I'm saying, man. I'm freaking out because they feel better. And like, he's like, I don't even believe this stuff. And he said, but if it works, I was like, it's Jesus. You need Jesus. And then I called my friend. I was like, oh my gosh, this just happened. And so you can dream it. Okay. You can get a picture. So we had one outreach in Pennsylvania. I was just praying for work. We're going to do this before we go out. We're just going to ask the Lord for words, okay? I saw a picture. It was like a little x-ray thing. It just flashed my mind real quick. Okay, a lot of these things you may think, was this just my thought? Was this God? They might not come as like this. Heaven opens up and you see. It may just come as a thought. So I had this quick picture of someone's kneecap in an x-ray, but it had like these. It was like the bone was different on the knee. I was like, interesting, somebody has knee something. And the first person we met said, I just had my knee replaced. So you could feel it, you could think it, you could dream it, you could get a picture, you could get an open vision, which I've never had one of those. I've been praying, that would be awesome. A lot of people here have had open visions. Basically, it's where, and someone else could explain it better, but it's not in your mind's eye. You're seeing vision. And that's pretty cool. And so you can get words of knowledge that way. And part of that is you can read the word of knowledge. So there's this guy in the Vineyard Church, if you've ever heard of that, named Blaine Cook, who he got an open vision for someone, and he pulled out their file and read all of the problems they had that was his word, and they were all accurate, okay? And then finally, and I've never experienced this, but you can smell. That's kind of weird. But someone at the global school, we were doing words of knowledge, he said, I smelled sulfur. It was like, that's weird, I smelled sulfur. And someone said, my son is, I think, bipolar is what it was. And sulfur is the medicine that we use. It was some kind of sulfuric kind of thing. And so that was the word of knowledge. God can do it in any way. He's got 1,000, you know, ways he can give you a word of knowledge because he knows you. But some people way back when that are, you know, did this all the time, made a list, and it's a helpful list because this is a lot of ways that God does speak. Okay, really quick. Oh, Lord, help me. There's so much more. Okay. Y'all got it? Y'all good? You need to take a deep breath? Okay. Because some of you, I promise you, some of y'all are going to see people healed today for the first time. Some of you guys are going to pray for people today, and they're going to get healed for the first time. Okay? And it's going to be awesome. On that, I want to give this really quick, okay? Look, I'm doing this. It's about obedience, okay? So, who has physical pain? Do you want to come up here? Yeah. And could I get a couple volunteers? Okay, you can come up. You can come up, and then Ellie, come up. You can stand over there. We'll stand over here. Okay. So, and then afterwards, I'll let you share your healing story. Okay, so you're on the street, da 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 da. Hey, we're out praying for people. Well, you can start. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And then you could say you could do a number of things, but I would start if you just don't know what to say. Just say, is there anything we can pray for you for? We're out praying for people with our youth group, and is there anything we can pray for you about?
Yeah, I have some pain and stiffness in my hip.
Okay, some pain and stiffness in your hip. Okay. Well, when did that start? That sounds really painful.
It started actually a long time ago. It sort of feels like sciatica, but I've had a whole bunch of people pray for me, and
okay,
it doesn't really help.
Okay. Well, can we pray for you?
Sure.
Okay. All right, y'all, come on.
This is true, by the way.
Okay.
I'm making it up.
Is it okay if they lay hands on you? Always ask. It's okay. No, it's okay. Just always ask if you can lay hands on somebody, because you never know what people are going through. And I don't even, I honestly, and I'm not saying this as an example, but I don't lay hands on people very often. But laying hands is important. But God heals people, okay? But can we lay hands on you?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing you do, you ask them, so on a scale of 1 to 10, like, where's your pain at right now? So if 10 is like excruciating, you know, where is it at right now? About a 5 right now? Okay. So we do that so we can know, she said it's about a 5 right now. We do that just so we know how to pray. And you don't have to do that, but I always ask them. So you're getting some information, and then you want to pray. So let me just, Father, we just ask you to come right now, and we just thank you, God, for your mercy and your healing. In Jesus' name. So, Ellie, I want you to... since this is a church setting, we know, can she just lightly put her hand where the pain is at?
Sure.
Where is that at?
Yeah, right here.
And so just we're going to command it, because Jesus gave us authority and power over sickness. So we're not going to just ask God to heal right now. We're going to say this. So just repeat after me, okay? Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
pain, I command you to leave. Sciatic nerve, I command you to be healed in Jesus' name.
Sciatic nerve, I command you to be healed in Jesus' name.
Pain, you have no right here.
Pain, you have no right here.
Leave now in Jesus' name.
Leave now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father, for healing.
Thank you, Father, for healing.
Thank you, Father, for relief right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father, for relief right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so be honest. Be honest. Where are you at?
I think that's because I didn't believe it. I honestly can't feel any pain right now.
Where are you at?
I honestly don't have pain right now.
Okay. So God just used you to heal somebody, Ellie.
Ellie.
So thank you, Jesus. So what we would normally do, so if that happens, which is awesome, you don't have to pray. You don't have to pray again. Okay. So if she was to say, you know, it's the same, we would go again. If she was to say, it went to like a 4, we would say, can we pray again? And I don't know when to tell you to stop. You know, Jesus got 2 times to heal a blind person, so that gives us at least, you know, 100. So that's, so.
70 times 7, you can use that rule.
So where are you at now? You're still?
Yeah, I'm like, I keep sort of moving a little bit to see.
Let's worship Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome.
I don't know how to describe it, like a shell of where it was, but that's empty.
Okay.
It's an odd thing. I'm not really sure how to describe it. It doesn't have pain.
Awesome.
But I just can know physically where it was.
Awesome.
But it's not pain.
Awesome. Okay, you guys can sit down. You can stay there because you want to share your... real quick, okay, because that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't know how that was, but Jesus, you know, risk. You step out, you know. I want to share just a couple things real quick. So you ask them a question. Okay. If you see somebody in a brace, just start off, say, wow, what happened? Just start a conversation. Can we pray for you? Okay. Where is your pain at now? So it's just step one. You're just encountering the person. Okay. Step two, you pray for the person. with the authority of Jesus, okay? You command the pain to leave. You don't ask it to leave. You just command it. You can ask the Father. I mean, we do ask the Father. I'm not saying you don't, but commanding. Okay? So then I'll ask, what do you feel? What's going on? Sometimes people will say, I feel heat. Sometimes people will say, I feel like a tingly. That's God working. Some people will say, I feel absolutely nothing. That's cool too. God is still about, I mean, not everyone who gets healed experiences that manifestation, okay? And then they'll tell you, then you ask, okay, well, where's your pain level at now? And they can tell you. And then you could pray again. And however many times, okay? I'm going to leave you with that. You discern. You listen to the Holy Spirit about that. And then you bless them in Jesus' name. If she wasn't a Christian, I know she is. I would ask, you know, Jesus just did this for you. What do you think about that? And we would have a conversation about Jesus. Okay, so step one, start a conversation, ask if you can pray. Step two, pray. Step three, what are you feeling? What's going on? Where's your pain at? I especially want the leaders to be getting this and then step four, talk about Jesus or pray again. You know, whatever happens, just pray again, pray however many times you need or until they get tired or until they feel whatever. And then bless them. We're all about just blessing people, okay? Bless them, bless them, bless them in the name of Jesus. Y'all got that? Yeah. You mean what the prayer was, the words? Just do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As leaders, should we walk the kids through how you did with Ellie? Repeat after me, Ellie. Or should just let the kids?
Let them go. Yeah, let them go for it. And look, I didn't raise my voice. I didn't scream, yell. It's authority. It's not volume. Now, you can get aggressive with it if you need to, and that's okay too. So real quick, could you share it in like, because I've got a couple more things. Would you share it in like a minute?
Yeah, I won't take.
But it's important.
Thank
really
you. I appreciate that. Just earlier when we were chatting and David asked me if I would be willing to come up and be prayed over, I shared with him that I would love to share with all of you that these issues that I have physically are a result of pretty aggressive treatment for breast cancer. So this past June marked 9 years that I am cancer free. I had stage 3 breast cancer. My doctor didn't give me any hope that I was going to live through the year of treatment that I had. But my church, some of the people who are here right now, prayed me through that. And I'm healed. I have no evidence of disease at all. So I just thought it'd be cool to share that with you because God heals sometimes through medicine, through doctors. Doctors don't know it. They don't have to be willing, but they work for God because he heals.
Thank you. Can we give a round of applause? Okay. I just need about five. Is it okay to get about 5 more minutes? Okay. Well, then I'll just take 1 minute then. Okay. And would it be okay, Bishop, if some of them prayed for people at the rail at Eucharist? Okay. I just want to pray for y'all real quick, okay? So could you stand up? And just stretch out your hands like you're about to receive a gift, okay? Yeah, so Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your healing anointing flowing through this room. God, I just thank you for your impartation of your healing anointing on these kids in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. We just ask you, Lord, as we go out today, and we're not going out at this moment, but we just thank you for healings, Lord, that you're going to perform through these hands. In Jesus' name, amen.